Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 5 of the Divine Mercy Novena. Now, you might notice a little difference here. Janelle is wearing some color.
Hey, I wore a yellow sweater one of the videos.
And they might be wondering, why am I always wearing black?
Because he wears the same thing every time.
Actually, it's the only shirt I own.
So today, our intention is, today bring to me the souls of those who have separated themselves from my church and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and heart. That is my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way, they alleviate my passion.
What do you think?
I love how he says, when they return... As they return,
yes,
my wounds heal. And so, again, another, you know, point that this is a hopeful situation.
Right, yeah.
We are not, we don't have to always think that things are going terribly, even though it might seem that way.
That's kind of how I think. I'm like, how is this ever going to work out?
You got to change these glasses.
Yeah, you're right. Because Jesus has a better vision.
Yeah, that's right. And we need to put on his eyes.
Yeah.
And see the world through his eyes. So for me, I was listening to a podcast recently called the Abiding Together podcast, which I really, really love. And one of the speakers was just mentioning how she had a friend who was Jewish who mentioned, you know, why if you truly believe that Christ has resurrected, that the Messiah has come, why do you not live that way? And I think... Yeah, that's true. Like, I think how often do I feel like my world is caving in because my kids aren't listening to me or, you know, I have such difficult tasks of, like, changing diapers and whatever. But really, I have very, very little suffering in my life. And yet I feel, you know, I forget about the hope of the resurrection of Christ. And so I just think, you know, today we're praying for the separated brethren. Well, how, even in my life, how can I be a better Christian in order to give hope to those who do not yet know Christ or those who are separated. And yeah, that's sort of what stood out to me.
Okay. As you were reading, I had this thought about how it would be very painful for us as a couple, as a married couple, if one of our children, once again, wandered away from our family and how that would really grieve our heart. Maybe not that they would completely disown us, as I mentioned in a previous video, but that they're just kind of estranged. They don't come around very much. They don't really like being with us. I want friendship with my children when they get older and their spouses or the children that they bring into the world. And in a similar way, I think Jesus is, but I mean, it falls short of the reality, but Jesus is saying that it causes his heart pain when His people aren't in his church and not in full friendship with him. And sometimes I think we as Catholics can get embarrassed about the claims of the church. But I don't think we have to be embarrassed at all because Jesus is the one that placed us in the position. What is the claim of the church? The claim of the church is that it offers the full means of salvation. It has the fullness of truth subsisting within the church. There's nothing about the church that is going to hinder our working out our salvation. There's no error in its official teachings when it comes to faith and morals. I mean, these are radical claims. The radical claim is that the Catholic Church is the church that Jesus Christ instituted and built through the faith of Peter and the apostles. So these are the claims of the church, and sometimes we feel a little embarrassed about this. You know, we don't want to say it with such forceful language, but that's the truth. That's the truth. And I don't think we have to be embarrassed, but we should be excited because if that is all true, which, by the way, I believe, then we should want the whole world to be Catholic. But if it's not true, that the full means of salvation is subsisting within the church, it has the fullness of salvation, then nobody should be Catholic. Because there's only one reason to believe something, and it's not because it fits our worldview. We shouldn't believe something because it's convenient. We shouldn't believe something because, I don't know, it's just because it's popular and everyone else does. We should believe something because it's true. And truth, whether or not anyone believes it, is still true. The Catholic Church is true. One reason to be Catholic, one reason. Because it's true. All of it. And I want people to know the fullness of truth. I want them to know the experience, the fullness of the relationship of Christ in the sacramental life, of living out our relationship with Christ. I mean, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Well, how in the world are we supposed to know his commandments if we're just picking up the Bible and trying to interpret it by ourselves? I mean, we're going to be led astray. We need the teaching authority of the church to help us know what Jesus' commandments are. Mm-hmm. So it's a privilege to be Catholic.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It's like, why are we afraid to share it? If it's true, if it's really, truly true, which it is, not that I'm trying to convince myself of it, why am I afraid to share it? Why am I afraid to offend? Why am I afraid to rock the boat? I see that in my own self. Well.
So, let's pray that those who we may know, they might be Christian, but they're not in full communion with the church. Let's pray that they are given the grace to come and experience the full means of salvation offered in the Catholic Church. Mm. Anything else?
No.
No.
That's it.
Let's pray. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
In the name of the Father,
Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.